This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day facing a great problem. Is it somehow a sign of doom that as of today, officially, the UN says we have passed the population worldwide of 7 billion people. We now have 8 billion people. How can people live sustainably on planet Earth with that many people in the world, especially when most of them are in sub-Saharan Africa? That is the part of the world where the population has been growing most dramatically. And yet the living standards in that part of the world have been going up. And what's going on? Why is the UN, with its population predictions, saying that actually over the next 10 years, there will be slower growth of the world population? We'll talk about those mysteries and more and the challenges involved with Nick Eberstadt of American Enterprise Institute, who's been writing about population issues for a long time, and who says that, look, people in the West and in countries like many of the countries in Europe and some of the countries in Asia, I should be more worried about depopulation rather than overpopulation. We will get to that. There's also a story which is just one of those things that sticks in the mind because it's close and it's horrifying and it should be very concerning. It's a report from Los Angeles where at 6:20 in the evening yesterday, a 9-year-old boy and a 25-year-old woman were shopping at Target. You ever go to Target? I mean, most Americans do, despite the fact that there's a real problem in Target stores with increased shoplifting. We'll talk about that. But here is the story from CBS News on what happened in this Target store. Listen.
Police say a homeless man grabbed a knife from a store shelf and stabbed a woman and a 9-year-old boy.
Fortunately, we now learn that boy is expected to be okay. The woman who was shot in the chest, she remains in critical condition, and the security guard did shoot and kill the man with a knife. All of this unfolded on the mid-level of the shopping center in downtown L.A. You can see where the Target is there. Investigators were here overnight looking for some answers. A witness who was here shot cell phone video as officers ran in last night with guns. They found the 9-year-old boy with deep stab wounds in his shoulder. Investigators say the attacker repeatedly told him he was going to kill him before plunging in that knife. The child fell to the ground, but good Samaritans pulled him to safety. The 25-year-old woman stabbed was in a separate group of shoppers. Both were rushed to the hospital. A third person hurt in the scuffle didn't need medical care. Investigators say the attacker was a man in his 40s who appeared to be experiencing homelessness. They believe these stabbings were unprovoked.
He appeared to be experiencing homelessness. I make it sound like a temporary, just a little phase he's passing through. The way the LA Times covered the story is the attacker was declared dead at a hospital, said Officer Luis Garcia, a LAPD spokesperson. He appeared to be homeless, the police said. Thank you for not using LA Times. Appeared to be experiencing homelessness. The 25-year-old woman was in critical but guarded condition. The incident was reported just after 6:20 p.m. in the Target location at 7th and Figueroa. It's right downtown. The boy was at the store with his mother, who was separated from him at the time of the attack. The attacker, identified as a 40-year-old man, confronted the boy and told him he was going to stab and kill him. The child tried to run away, but was stabbed in the back, suffering a laceration to his right shoulder. Bystanders then tried to come to the boy's aid, and the attacker headed down an aisle where he came across a group of women and then stabbed a 25-year-old woman directly in the chest. Others pulled the woman into a pharmacy, and the attacker moved toward the front of the store where he was confronted by an armed security officer. The security officer opened fire at least once, hitting the knife-wielding man in the stomach. I think he deserves a recognition as a hero. This is a truly horrific moment, because this comes off of this Yahoo Finance headline. Target, the whole Target brand, organized retail crime has driven $400 million in extra profit loss this year. Target stores are getting looted, and it's taking a huge bite out of profits. The discount retailer told reporters on a call to discuss its third quarter earnings results that inventory shrinkage, or the disappearance of merchandise, has reduced its gross profit by $400 million. This is compared to, they said, we expect it will reduce our gross margin by more than $600 million for the full year this year. So far, and more than in 2022 compared to 2021. There's more on knife attacks. Four University of Idaho students found dead in an off-campus home were targeted, and the killer or killers used a knife or other edged weapon, the police disclosed yesterday. Investigators were trying to establish a timeline to recreate the victim's activities on Saturday night and early Sunday morning. Following all leads and identifying persons of interest, the Moscow Police Department said, that's Moscow, Idaho, that's where the university is, the killings likely occurred in the early morning hours, and the bodies were found around noon. And then there is this, Dateline Jerusalem, a Palestinian assailant stabbed several civilians at an Israeli controlled industrial center in the occupied West Bank on Tuesday, then fled by car and continued his deadly rampage along a highway where he hit another person with his vehicle. Three Israelis were killed and several more were severely wounded at various points along the assailant's path, according to the Israeli ambulance service. The attack began at about 9:30 a.m. and ended when the assailant, who was 18 years old, was fatally shot by a soldier, the Israeli military said. The assailant on Tuesday arrived at the entrance gate of the industrial zone belonging to the Jewish settlement of Ariel. I have been there, actually. And stabbed civilians in the area, then moved on to a nearby gas station where he stabbed additional civilians. A deliberate car crash on Route 5, a nearby highway, and then he moved on into another civilian, rammed into another civilian before taking off again on foot. The ambulance service, Mogen David Adam, confirmed the deaths of two people who had been stabbed near the gas station. What's extraordinary about this, and why it's worth paying attention to, is they have a picture of this random killer. They have a picture in the New York Times, first of all, of this funeral for the one of the 50-year-old victims, but then a smiling, celebrating Palestinians in the Gaza Strip that actually show people celebrating. And the Islamic Jihad organization said that his organization didn't sponsor the attack, but he called the attack heroic. He said that it came as a response to the Israeli election. Uh-huh. This is what people are dealing with. There is also more in Portland. A Target employee shared some of the frustrations and dangers of working in a crime-ridden store. We will get to that and to the problems of population coming up on the MedVet Show. A new state tax is projected to increase gas prices by 46 cents per gallon next year. The new tax will almost double the amount of state taxes you pay for a gallon of gas. Plus, it gets even worse down the road. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. By 2030, the new state emissions tax is projected to add 80 cents to a gallon of gas and 97 cents to a gallon of diesel. Go to deep6the46.com for details. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, MedHead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about evil, profoundly evil, random attacks, most of them knife attacks that have been taking place. The the awful story from Israel of this 18-year-old who rammed another car with his car, stabbed people at a gas station at an industrial area, before he was finally taken down by a soldier who was not on duty. But he was armed, of course, and took down the terrorist. And in the Gaza Strip, they held celebrations, gave out candy to honor the what they call the heroic attacks. The response, by the way, from Bezalel Smotrich, which is a name you're going to be hearing more, he is a leader of a very conservative, very right-wing party called Religious Zionism. And he says, already on our new parliament's first day, it is their first day, we receive a painful reminder of the most important and urgent topic on the table. We must restore security for all the citizens of Israel and restore the deterrence that has been eroded. What are they talking about? They're talking about the fact that traditionally, despite the threats of terrorism, Israel is a much safer country. If you take a look at the rates of attack and murder and violent death, much safer country than the United States or most countries in Europe. And they've done that because they the idea of defunding the police or defunding the military is not something you're going to hear about in Israel, and certainly not with a new government which is committed on those issues. Meanwhile, another story from the BBC, and then we'll get locally to what's going on in Portland. In BBC, they're reporting that prosecutors in Belgium say a man who killed a police officer in the capital was on a list of potentially violent extremists. The suspect shouted Allahu Akbar, or God is the greatest, during the knife attack. According to a second officer, who was also stabbed but survived. Belgian authorities said the suspect had earlier walked into a police station requesting psychological help. The suspect was shot by other police officers after the stabbings, and he remains in the hospital. At a press conference in Brussels, officials said the Belgian national, who is identified as Yassine M., had been in jail between 2013 and 2019 for non-terror offenses and was on a violent extremist watch list. So if you have somebody who's been in prison for 6 years, which means a fairly serious crime, and he's on a violent extremist watch list, what a sad story that there's a cop killed there over that. And then, speaking of sad stories, we're talking about Target. It's a great American institution. It's a great American business. It employs a lot of people. You can buy all kinds of good stuff there at reasonable prices. I like Target. In the Portland area, there's a Target employee who, on the local Fox channel, was sharing the frustrations and the dangers of working in that crime-ridden store. Listen.
But then we met this woman.
We will have people that will fill up backpacks and suitcases. People will fill up wagons and just walk out the door.
She works at one of the Target stores in the metro area and says since the pandemic, theft has skyrocketed at her workplace, especially at closing time.
Guests will do like a smash and grab. So they take a hammer or sledgehammer of some sort and smash the glass doors that are protecting the electronics and grab what they can and walk out.
We're hiding her identity because she's not allowed to speak on behalf of Target, but she offers valuable insight, an inside perspective at what she says employees are up against and why it's so hard to stop thieves.
No matter what, Target is there to protect us, and they don't want anything to happen to us. I know, like, if we touch a cart that someone's walking out with, we automatically are on final warning, and so next time we do it, we lose our job.
The woman told us she understands the safety policy, but she says so do thieves, who in turn feel invincible.
It's frustrating, and as a whole, like, I've talked to a lot of people, especially in my department, about how frustrating it is, how upsetting it is that we are working so hard to make everyone's experience there enjoyable, and then we've got people walk out, and we've got guests that are shocked that we can't do anything.
And, by the way, apparently that Target, which is right near the famous bookstore Powell's in Portland, has right outside homeless people set up in their tents and their cardboard and more. And anyone who doesn't see the connection between the total breakdown of civilization with people living on the street that way doesn't see the association of that and the kind of explosion of crime and the smash and grab in stores and 400 million or 600 million in lost profit because of shoplifting. Isn't that extraordinary? Isn't that extraordinary? Coming up later this hour, we're going to be playing some of the great highlights from President Trump's major address last night. And we'll also confront the fact that the New York Times headline says world population reaches $8 billion, driven by growth in poor nations. Is that a problem? And while it took 11 years for the population to grow to 8 billion from 7 billion, the United Nations said it expected it would take 15 years to pass before we reach 9 billion in 2037, and another 22 to pass before 10 billion in 2058. What does that mean? It means that the growth in population is slowing down. Why would that be? The main lead in the story is until 1804, fewer than 1 billion people roamed our planet. More than a century later, in 1927, we crossed 2 billion. Since then, the world population has shot up in the shape of a hockey stick, boosted by the triumphs of modern medicine and public health. And also, you should say, being able to produce so much more food as we do. The latest marker was passed yesterday when the United Nations said the world population had reached 8 billion, just 11 years after it passed 7 billion. Do they have some prize winner who gets to be, you get born and you're the 8 billionth baby? No, these estimates of population are not quite that specific. But it's very specific to talk to Nicholas Eberstadt of American Enterprise Institute about the opportunities and the challenges involved with this growing population and now 8 billion people on planet Earth. Good news or bad news? We'll talk about it coming up on the Med Venture.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It's a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top Pentagon officials are calling Russia's targeting of Ukraine's electrical grid a war crime.
They are imposing a campaign of terror, a campaign of maximum suffering on the Ukrainian civilian population in order to defeat Ukrainian morale.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, saying Russia's latest attack on Ukraine's infrastructure included up to 100 missiles. Republican Mitch McConnell will continue to serve as the party's Senate leader.
We just had a rather lengthy, as you could tell, discussion about the way forward for Senate Republicans, and you have before you the leadership team for the next 2 years.
Speaking after a closed-door meeting, the Kentucky lawmaker said he wasn't offended over the votes opposing him as a Senate minority leader. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Michael Medved show, there's a very real and very pertinent question, which is population growth fueling climate change? How could it not, you'd think? Especially we just passed 8 billion people, according to UN figures. Nicholas Eberstadt addresses this kind of issue quite regularly and very effectively. He is the Harry Wendt Chair in Political Economy at the American Enterprise Institute, where he researches and writes extensively on demographics and economic development generally, and more specifically on international security in the Korean Peninsula and Asia. Mr. Eberstadt, he is the author most recently of the book Men Without Work, the post-pandemic edition that has come out earlier this year. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. The New York Times, in a piece by Daniel Victor, reports that about 70% of the growth in 8 billion from 7 billion happened in low and lower middle income countries, most of which are in sub-Saharan Africa, the UN said. Is that a problem that we are increasing population most dramatically, particularly at places of the world where they can't afford it? They can't feed everybody?
Well, thank you for having me on again, Michael. It's always great to be back here. And there's been a kind of a population scare for over two centuries about the poor overbreeding the planet. And it's sometimes phrased in more careful and sometimes in less careful ways, but Margaret Sanger with her concern about the breeding of the unfit, if you see what I mean, which is kind of code language, explains it, I think, kind of like so we can understand it. I think it has been a scare, it is a scare now, and it always will be a scare as the world becomes increasingly prosperous, literate, and well-fed. The poster child when I was in college shortly after the end of the Civil War was the country of India. 50 years ago, the argument was that we should cut India off from population, from food aid, unless they have population control, because they're just going to overbreed and starve worse. I mean, today, less than 1% of India's population is in absolute poverty. The country has lifted itself out of absolute poverty. It's becoming increasingly educated and increasingly prosperous. And here's the kicker. India now has below replacement childbearing rates. On the current trajectory, India is going to be experiencing population decline in about a generation.
Well, isn't that an indication that that's a good thing for a country economically to be experiencing population decline? I mean, certainly it's worked that way for China, right? Their economic growth, spectacular economic growth, occurred during the time that they had that brutal one-child policy, no?
Well, in my view, the brutal one-child policy was a complete misinterpretation and error. You know, the Deng Xiaoping configuration of the CCP inherited a very poor, very weak country from Mao, mainly because of Mao's insane policies and disruptive, you know, mad cultural revolution. They interpreted this as meaning that we have a race between between food and mouths, and we need to get rid of the mouths, whereas what was actually going on was a terrible under-efficiency in their production structure. They've done very impressive things in improving efficiency. The police state, you know, bayonet use against babies and parents was, I think it was a horrible tragedy and abhorrent. You look at other countries in East Asia, and their birth levels tracked what we saw in China, and they didn't use the government to force parents to have unwanted abortions.
So how does that work? And again, it seems to be a reality, is that as countries, I know it's true in Mexico, I know it's true in many countries in Latin America, that as the countries develop economically and the standard of living goes up and standard of education goes up and disposable income goes up, that they're actually fewer children, not more, that the population growth slows down. Why does that happen?
I wish I knew, because if I knew, we could be having this discussion on my yacht or my island, Michael. But the social scientists for a century and a half have been trying to come up with the unambiguous predictors of fertility change. And they haven't been able to do it yet, and I don't think they're going to be able to do it until we're all manufactured in a tube. And the reason for this is because the clearest correspondence between, you know, number of children born per woman in the society and any predictive indicator is the number of kids that mothers say they want to have. And so it's great that that is the case, because that means we've got human agency and we're not robots and we're not rabbits. But it also means that until we understand why it is that people decide exactly how many kids they want to have, we're going to be left playing kind of catch-up ball. I mean, what you say is certainly true. It is certainly true that the more prosperous the world has become, the lower the average level of childbearing has become. And that correspondence may continue. And But we may also be seeing a drop-off in births in places that are pretty poor. For instance, Burma, Myanmar, is one of the least developed countries in the world, according to the UN's classification of, fragile countries with high levels of poverty. Myanmar has below replacement birth levels. Bangladesh now has below replacement birth levels. So we're even seeing the advent of below replacement birth levels in some of the countries that aren't so prosperous.
And what about the issue of climate change? With another billion people on the planet, does that make dangers of a rising average climate, does that make it all the more intense?
You know, that's a really important question, and I get out of my comfort zone when I look at the climate models, because I don't understand the climate models, and I don't see, I can't replicate the results from the climate models. I understand the population models, and I can tell you what's wrong with them and what's right with them. So let us say for the moment, let's just start. Let's just say that we take everything that's coming out of the IPCC's models at face value. Let's say. Then there are two things that are happening. One is the question of what climate change will, what we can do to alter the trajectory of climate change. And the other is what we can do to adapt to the climate change we're told we'll have. The more wealth we have, the more we can adapt. So I think we want to develop as fast as we can to have as many options as we can.
Nick Eberstadt, his work is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. He's with the American Enterprise Institute. Thank you for the perspective and the always enlightening conversation. Did we get enlightening conversation last night from President Trump? We will get to that question and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you get the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, a couple of emails came in that we will get to. One of them came in from Pam in Washington. I believe Pam, who calls the show occasionally, you're always welcome to call the show, 1-800-955-1776, is in Tri-Cities, Washington. And she said, "It is sad that you have become a little like Trump. John Fetterman, a drooling idiot? Name-calling is for junior high boys. Fetterman had a stroke and should be admired for getting right back up. I disagree with you most of the time, but when you had cancer, I prayed for you. Thank you. And the last thing I would do is call you a name." Okay. Let me specify that I don't believe that that John Fetterman's status was permanently impacted by his stroke. I hope not. I certainly wish him the best. I don't wish anyone problems of illness. But if you listen to him at the beginning of his campaign, pre-stroke, he was still not a candidate who made any particular sense. And this is came in from Jake in Seattle on the same subject. He says, "Really, Mike, Fetterman's a drooling idiot? Wow, Democrats are looking for more candidates that appeal to working class Americans like Fetterman. That's pretty low, even for a drooling idiot such as yourself." What I was talking about was a column in the New York Times where the Democrats are looking for the next John Fetterman, and they're talking about somebody who's willing to go after working class and rural voters, as Fetterman did successfully in winning a Senate race, particularly unexpectedly comfortably against Mehmet Oz, the Trump-endorsed candidate. The thing about John Fetterman is you talk about working class candidates. He's not working class. This is one of those things that needs some. His parents owned a department store, sold furniture, and actually were quite prosperous. They lived in an upper crust suburb and only pursued his political career in Braddock, Pennsylvania, which was a more blue collar town. By the way, breaking news, the bill to ensure federal recognition of same-sex marriage rights passed a crucial test in the Senate. Democrats made the same-sex marriage bill one of their first major agenda items in the post-election session, moving quickly to enact it while their party still controls both chambers. In other words, this has to do with the victory of Republicans in taking over the House of Representatives, which is going to be a narrow Republican margin, but it's going to be there. However, there is real chance that the defense of marriage bill will get some Republican support, in fact, including some of the Republican support that it needs, because it doesn't change anything. What it does is it protects people who already are married and in same-sex marriages, which is hundreds of thousands of people in this country. It assures them that some of the scare tactics used by propagandists on the left are simply not true. There is no tremendous move at this point on the part of any of the states that make the marriage laws or at the federal level to try to invalidate existing same-sex marriages. The Senate voted in a bipartisan fashion, in fact, of 62 to 36 to end President Joe Biden's pandemic emergency, with Senators Ben Sasse and Raphael Warnock, who is campaigning for re-election, not voting. The Biden administration's Department of Health and Human Services had extended the emergency last month, which will last at least until January 11th. What that means to each of us as we try to accommodate how we are functioning, that remains unclear. It also remains unclear how exactly President Trump is going to keep the energy pulsing through his political ambitions functioning for the next 720 days. That's the time that we're going to see elapsed before the election, for which he has now announced his candidacy. The announcement sounded like this from Mar-a-Lago. Here is the golden moment, clip 18.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. So many incredible friends and family here tonight. It's such a beautiful thing. It's some people say, how do you speak before so many people all the time? If when there's love in the room, it's really easy, if you want to know the truth.
Okay, this was not a gigantic crowd, by the way. It was certainly a hometown crowd, though members of President Trump's family were conspicuously absent. As were members of Congress. Only one congressman, Madison Cawthorn, was there, and he is leaving Congress because he was voted out in the primary. Somebody who was not voted out in the primary, who is running in a runoff election, was also specifically cited by President Trump. Listen. Clip 17.
Despite the outcome in the Senate, we cannot lose hope, and we must all work very hard for a gentleman and a great person named Herschel Walker, a fabulous human being who loves our country and will be a great United States Senator. Herschel Walker, get out and vote for Herschel, and he deserves it. He was an incredible athlete. He'll be an even better senator. Get out and vote for Herschel Walker.
Okay, race will be very close. And obviously it's a real question, apparently. They haven't committed yet at the Walker campaign whether they want President Trump to come down to Georgia to campaign for him personally. President Trump said this, and he has been fact-checked like the Dickens on this. It's a little bit of an exaggeration. He's talking about his great and brilliant and inspiring success in the midterm elections. Clip 16.
I do want to point out that in the midterms, my endorsement success rate was 232 wins and only 22 losses. You don't hear that from the media. And this is an elegant night and an elegant press place. And I'm not going to use the term fake news media. So we're going to keep it very elegant. But you don't hear that from the media.
Okay, and what else you didn't hear from the media was the inspiring optimism that President Trump talks about prior to his defeat for re-election. Listen, this is clip 19.
There's never been anything like it. This great movement of ours, never been anything like it, and perhaps there will never be anything like it again. There's never been anything to compete with what we have all done. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
A part of the problem of Trump's emphasis, and there was a great deal of emphasis like this in the speech, was that America is in decline now, but that when he was president of the United States, it was in a golden age. People were making more money, the world was at peace, we were moving closer to peace, crime was down, immigration was down, illegal immigration was down, the wall was built, he was fact-checked on that, of course the wall is not anywhere close to completed, he said it was. But with all of that, there's a very real question. Why would he have been defeated when he ran for re-election if things were going so splendidly? And that goes back to his core belief, which he didn't talk about last night, I think very cleverly, which was the whole idea that he actually won the election. We will get to what this future campaign looks like, talking to two fascinating observers of the current scene, Juan Williams, Fox News analyst, and Dana Milbank of the Washington Post. All that coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.